بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. The discussion is on gifts. Never refuse meat. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never refused an invitation where meat was part of the meal. Do not refuse perfume. Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never used to refuse perfume. Abu Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when somebody offers you Rayhan perfume, do not refuse it as it comes from Jannah. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when somebody offers you Rayhan, accept it as it has a good fragrance and it is easy to accept. Note, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam applied ithar regularly. He was constantly surrounded by angels and visited by them, repaying a kindness with dua. Sayyiduna Hakam ibn Umayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if somebody does any kindness to you, repay it with another. And if you are incapable of doing that, then make dua for the person. Dua when receiving a gift. Sayyiduna Usama ibn Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that whoever says Jazakallah khairan to the one who has done a kindness to you, then that person has exaggerated in praising and thanking him. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallah wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.